The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
Hi, and welcome to the sixth episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love to delve into the hottest K-topics, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and stories, and literally cover everything in between and just have an overall good time.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HowYouAtYou, and you can use the hashtag HowYouAtYou spelled the same way. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Okay, so first off, Shanice is going to take us into our hot topics. So she's going to just let us know about anything that was really important or any scandals or anything interesting that happened in the K-world over the last week or so. So Shanice, fill us in.
I will. So just so you know, every Monday I release the static, which goes through some of the stories over the week on my Instagram, and that's at kpopbox_. Just say it'll be out after 6:30, okay? I try for 6:30, but sometimes life happens. So before I start, there are a few stories I'm going to go through really quickly because there's one meaty one which will take up a chunk of time. So first, I'm going to talk about Blackpink. So Blackpink is the first Korean group to have two music videos over 1 billion views, and that's with Kill This Love and Do-do-do-do-do. They're also the first K-pop group to have a music video surpass 1.3 billion views, and that's with Do-do-do-do-do. So yeah, Blackpink out here breaking records out here.
Okay.
CL and DPR Live are possibly teasing a collaboration in the works. So on the 5th of September, DPR Live, the rapper, posted a picture on his IG and got people whispering that there might be something in the pipeline. And I think that would be actually a really good fit if it does happen. Suli's documentary now has a date. Suli, who passed away last year, October, she's going to have a documentary about her life. And that should air the 10th of September at 10:50 p.m. KST. This is in Korea. I don't know when it's going to be available online, so just have to keep your eyes out for that. And for the meat and bones that's been everywhere is the scandal with this new rookie boy group member. I see. Can see Shay's, but she's like, okay, so I'm going to break it down, give you as much details as I can, but concisely. FNC Entertainment. So FNC Entertainment, they're the same label with AOA, so already. Drama. So FNC Entertainment announced that they will be debuting a new boy group called P1 Harmony, or P1H for short. So over the duration of last week, they have been releasing teasers of the members, so you know who's going to be in the group. Then a teaser popped up with a certain member called Kiho. Now, K-pop Twitter went a bit mad because according to people on Twitter, Kiho was part of Stan Twitter, and his old Twitter account was Busan Wings. I actually do remember this account myself. So allegedly he ran this account and he was an EXO anti, so he was an anti fan of EXO. He bullied EXO fans, made some weird remarks about BTS, and he was bullying black women, especially black female EXO fans. You can see some of the screenshots and stuff in the static as well, if you're wondering. So on the 4th of September, FNC issued a statement stating that Kiho was a K-pop fan during his school days in Canada. And at the time, he did run a fan account on social media, but he ran the account with several other people that he met online. So they were all sharing the passwords, and that account has been closed since 2017. So obviously all the resurfacing stuff is screenshots and stuff like that. FNC then did apologize if anyone was hurt by the posts, and apologize to the artists that were kind of attacked in this post as well. They also stated, which this part sounds hella weird to me, but they stated Kehoe's not racist as he grew up in North America. I'm like,
what?
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay.
So basically they were saying he is more sensitive to the issue of racism than anyone, as he's well aware that it should never occur. But I mean, that point was not really needed. So after that statement, Kehoe then released a handwritten apology both in Korean and English. And he apologizes, says that the count was his. So obviously he's going to take responsibility for that. But then he also does say that there was other people that had his password and they shared the account and they would log into each other's account. He isn't racist. And then also, his sister, Kehoe's sister, made a whole new Twitter account and made a thread basically defending him and saying, proving that he isn't racist and that he's been a fan for years or whatever, and basically disproving certain allegations. That was part of that as well. So many people are arguing that he should be removed from the group. What's your thoughts and feelings? I know that was a lot, but I tried to make it as short as possible.
One, first off, to the company, they should have, I get people sort of moved on from the Jimin situation, but, just you could have left it a little bit, just leave it. And I'm assuming these companies would do background checks on their idols, no? Yes. Because, they wouldn't just hire someone because they were good looking and they end up, having, a criminal record or, being, not to make it sound, too extreme, but, companies should look into these things to avoid situations like this. I think it's good that they ended up making him apologize, because there are lots of scandals that go around and they just sort of weigh it off and don't say anything. So I guess that's commendable, but sweetie, what? Why?
Do you think he should leave or do you think he should stay?
I don't think he's going to leave, because some of these companies use even negative publicity as publicity. Mm-hmm. So now more people know of this upcoming group and whatnot. So they may just weigh it off a bit and still leave him in the group.
Well, we'll see what happens in the coming up future. But I don't know, I feel sorry for his other members. But again, sometimes, as you said, bad publicity is good publicity. And that's all I've got for Hot Topics. If you have any requests or any stories you'd like us to talk about, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, or just hit us up on Instagram and Twitter at HowYouAtYou. Okay, so now let's move on to our next segment, Say What, where you sent in your unpopular opinions, stories and dilemmas to howyou@wizardradio.co.uk. That's howyou@wizardradio.co.uk, or you can DM us on Instagram and Twitter. So Shay, what have you got for me, girl?
So our very first unpopular opinion for today is the body shaming of female idols is not okay. A lot of them have eating disorders.
We said this before. We need names.
Details.
Details. This is very vague. To be honest, I don't even think it's a female idol thing. I think it's just an idol thing.
True.
To be honest. Maybe it's more evident with female idols, I guess. Because I do know when I've watched, I don't know, certain variety shows or shows where it's behind the scenes with a certain group, you have that one member's I'm not eating chicken because comeback's in 2 weeks and I need to drop this weight. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. And it's you're looking at them and you're you're perfectly fine.
Yeah, I get what you mean. I think it is an overall K-pop, not even just K-pop, but Hallyu and entertainment industry in general. You always see the thinnest idol or actor being they have to lose a ton of weight, and where? I do think, you said, that female idols do get the end of the stick a lot more and people are more vocal about it online, especially if their body is quite different to the rest of the group members. I think it is something that people need to stop doing, because a lot of them are already under a lot of pressure from their companies. They're under a lot of pressure from the industry in general. And then on top of that, at the end of the day, to open Twitter and people are saying that you're humongous, but you thought you was doing a good job with your diet. Love someone for their talent, not how skinny or big they are, as long as they're healthy. So moving on to our next unpopular opinion, it is people need to stop excusing their faves' behavior when they do something wrong. Y'all need to correct and educate them.
I agree with this opinion, but the one thing that I hate, I detest with my whole chest is when an idol does something and it offends a certain group, a certain person, and you have the people that it doesn't offend accepting their apology.
Oh, yeah.
The apology wasn't for you. Just be, you don't need to be involved in everything. Everything is not for you. Let these people hash out what they need to hash out. You don't need to involve yourself. Mm. If me and Shay is having an argument, why is Billy Bob coming in the middle saying, oh, yeah, I accept your apology, Shay, when Shay's not apologizing to Billy? She's apologizing to me. Doesn't make sense.
And totally, like, what you're saying. And on top of that, that is usually what allows these problems to keep resurfacing, or you'll see the same idols or companies or groups coming back and doing the same thing that they'd done last time because it's sort of just brushed off. Whereas we're not saying, like, cancel culture, like, they're done with, but give them a chance to, like educate them, make sure that they're aware of the sort of magnitude of whatever they've done wrong, and then move forward. Not just be like, yeah, it's okay, we love you, cool. Now go back to the studio and make us some more music. Like, let them have a moment to reflect and understand the sort of heaviness, depending on what they've done, obviously, but a lot of the times, like, cultural appropriation comes up, or like bad behavior or bullying. Like, they're not light subjects, so let them take heed of what they've done and move forward.
And don't make people rush people to forgive people. Oh, they apologize, forgive them, move on now. Like, it's not for you.
So our next one is, there should be a female version of Super M, but like the best female idols from each of the biggest companies. Thoughts and feelings, Shanice.
Okay, if you could have, just say five members, make it easy. What five members, even if they're not active groups as well?
Oh my God. This is hard.
It is. I don't even have an answer myself.
What if we, like, five members in total?
Yeah, okay, we can do it together.
Yeah, like, let's go back. So who's the leader? Who are you picking as the leader?
Oh. Oh, this is hard. This is actually hard.
It's really, obviously someone like CL, who obviously has that good, like, leader energy. I don't know. Come back.
So hard. Okay, we're going to think about this. We're going to ask this on our Instagram. And you guys just spam us with who you think would be, like, a good Super M idol group. I think that would be a good idea, because I feel like
that would be amazing. Like, someone like Chunga has to be in it. Like, she's great.
They kind of did something SM Station a bit when they had that song Wow Thing, and they had Chunga. They had Cindy from G-Friend. They had Soyeon. And they had Seulgi as well.
Yeah, so I guess it's kind of happened. And in a way, it is basically what IOI was. Just the fact that they weren't established idols yet, but it is talent from different companies coming together. But that would be really cool. We'll answer this on Instagram. Go over to our Instagram.
Yes, we can discuss it. And then we'll bring it back. We'll bring it back next week if it bangs.
Yeah.
So now let's move on to our dilemma. Why do I sing everything? It doesn't even sound good. Okay, so
wait, before you go into the dilemma, what is that that app that famous people use and stuff? And they can personalize messages for people. I feel like you need
I don't know. Oh, I'll do that, you know.
Do you want a jingle for, like, a family member for their birthday?
I'll do it, you know, but no one's going to pay me. Anyway, I really want to make K-pop friends, but I don't know how. I really want to have a community of people who like the same thing as me. Advice, please.
Yeah, I guess it's hard but easy at the same time to make K-pop friends, because there are huge communities online, but sometimes it might still be hard to get that sort of personal connection with someone, because I've met my quote-unquote K-pop friends both online and offline.
Yeah,
but I guess, like, a first step, especially for the current situation, you can't really go out that much.
Yeah,
but join, like, there are tons of, like, Facebook groups if you're old enough to have Facebook by yourself. But join, there are lots of Facebook groups with, like, K-pop fans. I think there are quite a lot of Discords now as well.
Reddit is good.
Yeah.
Also as well, I know K-pop Twitter is scary, but you can find a lot of people on there as well. And people have little group chats and stuff like that. It's kind of difficult now because of the times as well, because it's easier. I feel like my closest friends, we met in a concert line. But the thing is, it depends what kind of person you are, because I have my moments where, I don't know, I could see someone in, this happened at Super M. This happened at Super M actually. So the guys actually were, run Coco Bop, right? Do you remember this, Shay?
Yes. even before you go on to explain this story, this girl, like, you'll go somewhere with her, and she will just walk off and make friends with everyone. I'm like, where did you meet this person? But anyway, go on.
So one of the guys, they were wearing this amazing jacket, this long faux fur jacket, and I was like, yes, you're giving me fashion, you're giving me style. And then just by luck, he was sitting behind me, and I was like, you know what, this is fate. So I was like, oh my gosh, I love your jacket, ew. And then I just make friends like that. We just, you know, how'd you get into K-pop, da 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 da, favorite Super M song, la 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 la. And like, we're still cool to this day, like, shout out to you guys. But yeah, if you're that kind of person. But it's hard now because there's not much events going on because of the whole COVID situation. That's what I do. But I'm just guessing social media is your best friend
at the moment. I guess, like, there are a few virtual events happening. So that could be, a lot of them aren't, like, huge. Some of them are quite intimate. So you could bond with people and make friends that way. If you're also interested in culture and language, there are some language apps where you can make friends that are maybe in your area or even abroad, which is quite cool. But yeah, a range of different ways, because me and Shanice met at an event. But I have friends that I met online. So there are lots of different ways. Just be brave, be you, and
stay true. Be beautiful. Yeah, just, you know, these things, like, making friends in general just takes time as well. Because, you know, you do meet a few crazies along the way, but that's okay.
Be careful.
So be careful. But yeah, that's the only thing that we could advise.
Yes, we hope that helps.
Hopefully that helps. I didn't give you a name. I want to give you a name. I want to call you Sprinkle. That's your name now. Your name is Sprinkle. And I hoped we sprinkled a bit of joy. And that's the end of Say What. So if you want to send any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, or please, someone send us a story. I want a story. You can send it to our email. That's howyou@wizardradio.co.uk, or you can DM us on Instagram and Twitter at @you.
So guys, now we've come to the end of the episode. We know you're super sad, like, we know you want, like, hour-long episodes, but one day. So now it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice share what's been on our radars. That could be films, songs, things we're looking forward to, things we want to recommend to you guys. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Okay, I have a few things because I'm extra. The first thing is Super M's Tiger Inside.
Yes.
That video was exquisite.
Yes.
And I was saying to Shay, when I have children and dinner's ready, that's what I'm going to sing. Yeah. So yeah, full story for my future children. Another thing that's been on my radar is Jamie has a new song featuring Changmo. And it's called Numbers, and I really resonated with the song. First of all, because it's a bop, and I think, if I might be wrong, but I think it does sample the singer called Brenda Russell, A Little Bit of Love. So basically, that sample's been used in plenty of songs. It's been used in Ariana Grande's featuring Mac Miller's The Way song. Do you know the piano bit? Do you know what I'm talking about, Shay? Yeah, so it's been used in quite a few songs. I don't know if it is a sample, but that's what it reminds me of. So this song, she talks about, she don't care about numbers in terms of charting, in terms of views. Cloud and that's how I feel. Yeah, like, that's how I feel, like, I don't know, like, I've said this, I feel like I've said this before, I've said this to Shay countless times, like, there are a lot of you that are just obsessed with, okay, we need to break this record, we need to da-da-da-da, like, and it's like, Do you know what you're listening to? Do you even resonate with the song that you're listening to? Like, there was even a Nicki Minaj, shout out to Nicki, shout out all the Bobs. There was a Nicki Minaj interview where she was saying, everything is about streams now and everything's about numbers. And when she was growing up and she would listen to a song, she was shocked when she got older and she went back to figure out what the song was, that the song didn't even really chart that high. But she loved that song and that song really resonated with her. But and numbers didn't matter. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like fans can be blindsided by records and breaking numbers. Mm. Even though they are good things, but there's more, like, feel the music, guys. Feel
Take
the music.
A moment.
Take a moment. And one last thing that was on my radar. So there's a YouTube channel called One Bored Jew. It's this Jewish girl. When she's bored, she makes mashups. And I feel like that's me. Mm. So she made a mashup to BTS's Dynamite with the Notorious B.I.G.'s More Money, More Problems. And it bangs. It slaps. It slaps. I kind of like it more than the original. But yeah, if you want to check it out, that's BTS, Dynamite, and Notorious B.I.G. I don't even know what she named it. It's just a mashup. It should come up. But her channel is One Bored Jew. But she spells Jew with a U instead of a W. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. Shay?
Thank God. So for me, on my radar, I was on Netflix the other night. Well, it wasn't the night. It was more like the morning. But anyway, I saw that there's a new movie coming out, or it might be out already by the time this is out. But it's called Alive. It's giving me very Train to Busan vibes. The story seems to be like this guy who's stuck in his apartment, and basically everyone's kind of turned into the Train to Busan zombies. And he thinks he's the last human alive, but then he realizes that there's like a girl on the opposite building to him. So I don't know the rest of the story, but it seems like they're either trying to like get to each other or like survive together in some way. So that looks interesting. And if you want to be like a little bit scared and shaking your boots, might be nice. Nice movie night with the kids. And next, per usual, every week, Shanice, what am I going to talk about?
I learned.
as I should. And yeah, so what happened on Island last? Taki went home. You don't know who Taki is.
Oh my gosh, Shanice, Taki.
But not like the song. He's a cute little Japanese boy. He went home and it was sad to see him go because he had been like training pretty hard. But I guess compared to the level that everyone else was sort of at, yeah. I don't want to say it was his time, but yeah, it was sad. And I was really happy because Hee-sung, you know, the guy I mentioned last week who I was like, he'd be a good investment. I'm ready to put money down. He got in. So I'm still ready to invest if Big Hit needs extra money, which I doubt they do because they got BTS money. But anyway, that's what's been on my radar. If you want to watch Island, it is on Viki. And Big Hit also streams it on YouTube and it comes out every Friday, but it depends on your time zone.
I was going to say something about BTS. Oh, yeah. I think BTS, they were gifted shares into a Big Hit, you know?
Ah, yes. I think on the second, everyone was saying that they're going to be like, well, millionaires, but probably just £1 million richer because I'm pretty sure they would be millionaires by now. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. I'm going to Google, how do you marry a member from BTS?
So, to any armies listening, I'm okay. It's just her. Take her. I don't know.
I'm joking. Don't come for me because I'll come for you back. But anyway, and that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Remember to send any of your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas to howyou@wizardradio.co.uk.
I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can holler at me on Instagram at @K-Pop_Box.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at @TheKWay_100.
And we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for. And done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.